Torreway, Northwest London, Wednesday, the 11th of December, Yud Gimel Kislev, Rav Chaim Perlman, Mishum Evo, and Darkei Shalom.
There are two well-known concepts in Halacha, which is brought extensively in Chazal. One is because of Darkei Shalom. Chazal instituted Takonos because of Darkei Shalom, which impinge on Arba Chelkei Shulchanaruch, both in matters of Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, Bein Odom L'Mokom, regard to our relationships with Goyim, the Seder Tvilo, the Seder Kriyas HaTorah, Bishum Darkei Shalom. And there's another subject, Bishum Evo. If you look in the Talmudic Encyclopedia, it's got two separate erechs, one on Evo and one on Darkei Shalom. But it's not actually clear, if you look in the erech and the Encyclopedia, it doesn't bring out clearly what's the difference between the two. Sometimes Chazal used the expression Mishum Evo, that is, Chazal said that you can forgo on something which, let's say, is possibly an Issa, in order, because of Evo, in order not to, there shouldn't be katota, shouldn't be machlokas between people. And sometimes they use the expression Mishum Darkei Shalom. And you find in the Rishonim themselves, sometimes one Rishon will say Mishum Evo and Darkei Shalom, the other one will say Mishum Darkei Shalom, Misar Evo. It's a little confusing. It seems to me, in the first instance, Mishum Darkei Shalom is like a positive takono chazal. And Evo means that we can forego on certain aspects, possibly of halacha, because of Evo between, which cause Evo between different strands of society. But we'll leave that on one side. But as I say, its effects in Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Kashrus, in Arachayim, Hilchas Shabbos, what can a Jewish doctor do on Shabbos for a non-Jewish patient? Mm-hmm. It's a subject of Evo. Why are there certain concessions because of Evo? So as I say, it occurs in Hilchas Shabbos, in Hilchas Kashrus, as we'll see in a moment, which I'll concentrate on, and many other aspects of Halacha. So let's first of all deal with perhaps in Hilchas Kashrus. I haven't got time to deal with all the other aspects of Evo and Darkei Shalom. The Bais Yosef in Simen Kuf Yud Beis writes as follows: Motsosi Kosov B'tshuva Ashkenazis. I found a tshuva, an Ashkenazi tshuva. It happens to be the Maharil. B'shem Rabbeinu Simcha, and he says it in the name of Rabbeinu Simcha. Demuta lechel pas shel goy leniza im she'enom nizhorim mishum Evo. That is, if, let's say, a person is invited to a certain, as a guest to a certain place, he himself, personally, is very particular not to have pas akum, and the host has pas akum, so the remarkably Rabbeinu Simcha says, because of the concept of Evo, there shouldn't be tension and friction between the Balabais and his guest, that one would be allowed to forego on his chumrah of not eating pasakum, and he should eat together with the Balabais pasakum, even though his minig is not to have pasakum. Minig, perhaps, if it's not only a minig, if it's a din, he feels he's not allowed to have pasakum. Nonetheless, because of Evo, he would be allowed to have pasakum. That's the tshuva of the Maril, which is brought in the Bais Yosef. Surprisingly, the Mechaber himself doesn't bring it in Shulchan Aruch, but it's brought in the Ramah. Even though the Bais Yosef brings this tshuva of the Maril, in the Shulchan Aruch he doesn't bring it, and it's brought as in the Ramah. And the Ramah says, Yesh Omrim. He brings it as a Yesh Omrim, so clearly it's not clear-cut l'halacha. Yesh Omrim demisha niza mi pas akum. Someone who himself is particular about pas akum, v'oichel im acherim, and he's eating with others, she'ein on nizhorin, they're not so particular about pas akum, muta le'echel imohem, he's permitted to eat together with them, mishum eva uketoto, because of, don't want to create friction and tension and it should be, everybody should live well together. It doesn't say Darkei Shalom, it says Mishum Evo Ketoto, because of Evo and Ketoto. Hoyil Begim Lo Yochalei Moim, says the Ramo, since if he does not eat with them, pas Shu Ike Hasuda, Itiru Lo Mishum Evo, because bread is the staple diet. And if you're going to separate yourself from your guest, you won't be able to eat with him. You'll be sitting at the table. The host will be tucking into his meal, and you're not going to eat with him. It creates a certain tension there. And because pas is the staple diet, therefore we are mate pasaku.
Would it be the same?
Just we continue in the Ramo. The ein lilmud mikan l'shar isurin. But you can't learn out from here to shar isurin. Now, that is open to question what the Ramo means, ein lilmud mikan l'shar isurin. We'll see in a moment. It's a matter of debate. The source of this din of the Ma'aril, or Rabbeinu Simcha, is indeed a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, the Gaon brings the source from Yerushalmi, and the Bez Yosef himself brings the Yerushalmi. There's an interesting Yerushalmi, that someone who's having a Su'udah, Su'udah Rishono, a Chosan and Kala, the first meal he's having together with his in-laws maybe, and the in-laws are not so particular. Ain't Chodash Tachas Hashemesh, this could happen today as well. The in-laws are not so particular about, there's a question of demise, he's not sure whether masras have been taken. So it says the Yerushalmi in the first Suda, and they quote others, the Rambam says, Lav Dafka the first Suda, alright, that's a detail in this Yerushalmi, that he can eat together with his in-laws, he doesn't have to be refrain from eating, and the assumption is because of Eivor, and that's the source of this Maharil. The Yerushalmi actually demai in the Shabbos Shel Prugtema, the whole discussion of what is the Shabbos Shel Prugtema, but it seems to be, some learned it's just a general gathering of a Suda's Mitzvah. If you look in the Rash and other Meforshim on the Yerushalmi, they seem to say it's talking about a Chosan and Kala, the first meal they're having together with his in-laws, if you start married life and you have friction already with your Shviger, it's not such a good thing. And therefore, it's recommended that there's a heter to eat, even though you're not, even though you don't accept necessarily their kashrus. This is Masim B'chol Yom, Chosan, he only eats from a certain kashrus authority. He goes and invites it to his in-laws, and there's a whole fight. But it's already, Lekha Midi de la Mizi, this is already mentioned well from time immemorial from the Yerushalmi, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. That you've got, sometimes you have to be mevata on your chumras in order for shalom. That's the din brought in Shulchan Aruch. Arising from this are many, many shiners. So on the Sefer Ale Tamar, a fantastic Sefer on the Yerushalmi, I happen to have visited the Raidain Tamar. I remember many years ago I visited him. He's an incredible boki and had a tremendous library. He writes as follows. He quotes another Yerushalmi. He's an expert in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings a story. Zera would never have liver which had been shaluka. In other words, there's a whole shilas in the Gemara whether how you kasher liver. Rab Zera had certain chumras, which I think we know in the Maisa, that not to have liver. He came to Rabbi Boy. Rabbi Boy was the Balabayas, and he salted this liver and offered it to Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi Zera had it. So the question arises, two questions. Why? How could Rabbi Boy, knowing Rabbi Zera, that didn't eat, didn't reach the standards of kashrus of Rav Zera, how could he offer it to him? And secondly, how could Rav Zera eat from such a thing? And that's the problem is twofold. So he quotes a ritvo in Maseches Sukkah, which is widely quoted, this ritvo. Ritvo is a major source. The ritvo says, it says in Chulin, Chasle lezara de abo bar abo de lisvile midi de losrile. It's not correct to offer somebody something which you know that he can't eat because he accepts a certain standard of kashrus. It's incorrect for the balabayas to offer him something which you know that person is particular about. That's a Gemara in Chulin. So the Ritvo in Sukkah on the Gemara. The Gemara says brings a story of Rav Chisto and Rav Baravuna. They were invited to the Reish Galusa, and the Reish Galusa on Sukkot, And these are Gemara discusses there. If you have the noi sukkah, which are muflogin, distance from the schach, four tefachim, there's a shaila that does that pass in the sukkah. If you have the noi sukkah hanging down, four tefachim, is that like a chatzitzo, and it passes the sukkah. And they were offered to sleep in such a sukkah, and they slept in the sukkah, and the Gemara turns out that they considered themselves shluchei mitzvah, therefore they were exempt from the sukkah anyway. But the point is that the Reish Galusa, when he invited them to in the sukkah, he must have known, he didn't know they were shluchei mitzvah, he didn't know that they were exempt from sukkah, and yet he offered it to them to sit in the sukkah. How could he offer to sit in the sukkah? Surely it's a shaila b'lifnei iver, offering them to sit in such a sukkah. So the Ritva comes out with a klal and says, if it is clear, it's nikar, that the issa is there, then there's no issa on the person to offer him. In other words, if you, let's say, you invite somebody to your house and there's no way of telling which kashrus authority the food is under, therefore that's not a dovah sheina nikar. That could be considered to be mashia. But however, if it's quite clear, you're going into a sukkah and you can see that the noi sukkah is not according to the shitta of it's four tefachim, which would pass on the sukkah according to the dais in the Gemara. So therefore, it's nikah. So the person has the option of refusing. Because he has the option of refusing, there's no litnei iver on the part of the balabais. That's point number one. Point number two, however, is how could they sit in such a sukkah? The answer is as far as they're concerned, then because of the dinim we've mentioned before, the kovod habalabayis, in certain circumstances, it would be permitted for them to sit in the sukkah, even though, as far as they were concerned, it's a dovah ha'asr, but nonetheless, out of respect for the balabayis, then possibly they could sit in sukkah. That's already the ritva, which is lechara, is conforms with what we learned before from the Yerushalmi. Here's a tshuva of the Radvaz. And the Radvaz says, a question was asked, that certain chachomim were machpid on chalak, glat kosher, and they wouldn't eat anything which was not glat. And he says as follows, in circumstances where you are very particular, nonetheless you're eating it with somebody else, then the chachomim brings examples where, he brings quotes to the Machaneh Ephraim, one of the Gedolei Haposkim, was prepared to forego his own chumras and eat outside the bias, even though it didn't conform with his standards. But then the question arises, if you look in the Loshen of the Ramor, Ve'ein lilmoid mikan l'shar isurim, the heter of Pasakum, perhaps it's a one-off heter for Pasakum. And Pasakum, the reason being, because that is, creates Able, because that's a staple diet. If you can't eat, if you can't have bread, then you can't participate at all. However, on other matters, the Ramor seems to say, the Shach mentions specifically, and it's not only in the Shach, it's actually in the Shuv of the Maril, that if you're offered chemo, and sort of butter, which is being made by Akum, was perfectly kosher, but nonetheless, some people don't have butter unless it's been don't know how you Yisroel. Says a shak, it wouldn't be such a heter because chemo is you can refrain; it wouldn't create evil. It's only because of pasakum. It's a specific heter for pasakum. But something else, which is not the main ingredient of entertainment of the meal, it's not the stable diet. Maybe one should refrain. That is a kasha, which is brought in the Stei Chemed, and the Stei Chemed asks on the Radvaz. The Radvaz seems to be matter, even on matters which are not Pasakum. the case that came before the Radvaz was a certain shiloh, sounds like some sort of eggplant. It's not clear from the translation. It's an Arabic word, but it seems to be some sort of eggplant, where there's a shiloh whether it's subject to the rules of oral law or not. And this, the Machne Ephraim, or the Radvaz himself, they were machmer for themselves, that they considered it subject to the rules of oral law, and therefore they wouldn't eat at home. However, he says the Radvaz, Lo asarti osam aleim, fishen isra kol kach mavurawit. I'm not going to ask on others, but for myself, I don't have this type of eggplant because I consider it to be orlo. However, he says, when I go and eat with my balabatim, he says, I have it. So it's, this is the Radvaz. So the poskim debate, is it stricter to Pasachum, but if, let's say, you're not going to have meat with somebody, and the only thing on the menu is meat, that's the main part of the meat, the Lechera should be similar to Pasachum. And that seems to be a debate in the Poskims, and the others say that will also create Katoto. So in other words, Katoto or Avor, you have to look at the situation. The example brought is a case of Pasachum. Chemo, you can easily refrain from not having butter, that's not so, it wouldn't create any avo. But if you're not going to have the main course, and you're going to have something, you're not going to eat at all the main course, that could well be a shine of avo. Maybe that's dumi to pasach. And that's, lechora is the debate between, in the state chemed, between the Radvaz and others who seem to be more machmir. It's brought in the Maaser Rav, from Reb Chaim Volozhin, a similar story with Reb Chaim Volozhin, he was asked, he had certain chumras about sirchas in the reyes of animals, and he said as follows, Shualti es pi Rabbeinu Agodol, I asked the Rabbeinu Agodol, I presume that's the Gaon, sirchas baderech, if someone is baderech, it's not in home. He has chumras regarding, not going into the details of the halacha, it doesn't really concern us here, but certain details of whether he can matter an animal to do to take away the sirchas, that means the certain lesions in the lungs of animals, and there's reason to be machmer. And the Chaim Volozhin apparently was a machmer, presumably comes from the Gaon. And he says, at home I'm certainly machmer. But baderech, if I'm on the way, it's ki'ilu she'en kan reo. Whether the reo is not present, there's a din, you have to be machmer, even the machmerim, only machmer if you've got the lung in front of you. If you haven't got the lung in front of you, then there's a reason to be makum. So there's another heter. Either eitzel balabatim because of Abel, also, if you're on a journey, there's also reason to be more makel, and you can be makel even though you have a personal chumra. Why could you be makel? Because in reola fornenu, you haven't got the lung in front of you. That's brought from, in the Keser Rosh and Maaser Rav of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. Now, based on this, there were certain shilas. I saw in the Rav Zilberstein always has wonderful shilas. He has a shila that the two mechutonim, and it was the Ofruf, and the one mechutin, that's the mechutin of the Kala, was very makbid on a certain hesher, and the asked the his mechutin, the father of the chosin, you're making the Ofruf, can we make sure that you have a certain hesher which he wanted? So the it happens, the apparently the mechutin, either deliberately or not deliberately, didn't conform with what is standard of kashrus. And the father of the Kala came to the Mashgiach and asked him, is everything done according to Poseidus? So the Mashgiach said, he was sort of realized if he came out and said what exactly what had happened, that it would be a tremendous machlokas. So he said, I've done everything in accordance with what the Mechutin told me to do, which is a little bit ambiguous to say the least. It happens it wasn't the standard of kashrus. The question came before Rav Zilberstein, is he over on Lifnei Iver, and did he do wrong in doing so? So Rav Zilberstein answered, Lifnei Iver there isn't, because as we said before, it depends whether... It's, if it, It's not quite with the Rizvo, because Rizvo said it's only not if he can start. He could have inquired himself. He could have actually sort of made further inquiries. He could have found out for himself. So it's a bit like the Rizvo says before, where the Issa is Mavurur, there's no Inyan of Lifnei Iver. It's a little bit questionable. And then he there says, because of the Shiloh of Eivor, you've got the Heter of Eivor, and therefore he did the Mashkiach did correctly because of Eivor. Therefore, he acted in perfectly in accordance with what he should have done. So, yet other Shilohs which have come up, Shiloh which came, a chola, a sick person, who was offered some food, but it's the hechsher, it was not of the required hechsher. Are you mechuyev to tell that chola? Presumably we're talking about a chola she'ein bo sakana. Would you be mechuyev to tell him that the hechsher does not meet his required standards? So again, the answer would be, if it's possible for the chola to find out for himself, in other words, if you're going to eat somewhere, it's the duty, it's incumbent upon you to find out about kashrus. It's not the you have a duty to find out. And if it was possible for him to find out, and he didn't bother doing so, Rezul B'Shaim seems to think that it's he's not mechuyev to tell him in the case of a chola, because it's the chola himself should. As long as he has the opportunity of finding out, then it's incumbent upon him to find out. So you're not mechuyev to tell him, which is again a similar shaila. Then he has again someone who's very similar to the shaila in the Ritvo. He says like this: if someone has the chumra of the Chazon Ish, not to use a sukkah, which is a even if it's a mamid to mamid. Which is of something which is possible as schach. In other words, those people who, most people are not too worried about having, if you've got nails supporting the boards which support the schach, Mishabura is Mekel. Chazanish is Machmas, known as the Chum of Chazanish, not to have a mamid of something which is possible as schach. In such a case, if you invite a guest to eat in your sukkah, and your sukkah has got nails in it which would support the schach, is that considered to be a question of lifnei iver, and can the person eat in such a sukkah? Again, that really is exactly the same shaila as the Ritvo. Firstly, presumably it's pretty visible as to whether it's got nails in the schach or not. Let's assume it's visible. So therefore there's no lifnei iver. So on the part of the ma'areach, he's not over on lifnei iver. As far as the guest is concerned, well, if it's going to create Eivor, that would depend on the interpretation of the Ramor when it says Ein Noeg Kein B'Shar Yisurin. You can't rely on the Kula Le'Gabe Shar Yisurin. In this particular case, if you're invited to somebody's house, then presumably there is an Inyan of Eivor, and therefore, even though you personally in your own house wouldn't have such a sukkah, but nonetheless in somebody else's sukkah, you've got the Heter Mishum Eivor. And there are numerous examples of this, and Hamevin Yovin regarding people come to Chasna and make a point of not eating because it doesn't, the supervision is one kashrus authority. That's not even so much because of chumras and kashrus, it could be political, but whichever way it is, they seem to have ignored the takona mishum eivor, that it might cause tension. Apart from the kashrus issue, there's perhaps they're doing it on political grounds, whatever it is, and even if it is because of kashrus, even on account of kashrus, there's it says mishum eivor that it's not only mishum eivor that you can eat the from the what the balabais is serving you. If you look carefully, it seems to be it's a positive thing. You should eat from what the balabais is giving you because of Eivor. So Eivor is not just sort of a let out. It's a positive din that you should eat from what the person is serving you. But that will have to be left for the those the rabbonim of the the shtotl they want to, they can paskin, and each one can paskin for himself. But that's the din in Shulchan Aruch, mishum Evo. Because of Evo, sometimes you're being noyeg a chumra by not eating from the what is being served. You could be doing an avera of darkei sholem or Evo. And I said, why in some cases they use the term Evo, and why in some cases mishum darkei sholem. That I'll have to leave over for another occasion. I'll just stop here, I think.
Go ahead.
If it's a small family thing, a small house, if it's that big chassan, two of them, so he, the Bala Bor's not going to, the Simcha, not going to notice any fish.
Nowadays, people know that people don't eat it anyway. So I mean, it's a fish. It doesn't really apply. No, I'm talking about, yeah. It doesn't really apply nowadays.